Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 253 and it's to go over the Fulham game. Sorry, didn't do one before and after at the ground or in the pub. Just time and pub closing and it all just beat us. I mean, who thought of 7pm kickoffs? Who thinks that's a good idea? Red's getting back at 1, 2, 3 o'clock. A few having to stay over. It's just ridiculous. And then we get Leicester as well, and the United website put a rare. It won't be rare, will it? They'll get onto this. Not a fan at all. Anyway, a couple of snippets. Luke Shaw had an intense training session at Carrington yesterday. So hopefully he's back soon. How long he lasts, God knows. Some other snippets from Carrington, but they'll appear in the next Mag in Gossip. Quite interesting. And also, get the gossip in this mag because it will give some background as to the Rashford thing. I'm trying to be a bit assessing both sides really on it. Anyway, a couple of things. First off, I know you prefer it when we're all together, but lyrics, song lyrics. I never thought I'd miss you. I'm going for Better Stop Dreaming About the Quiet Life and We Were Born Before the Wind. Three songs, think of them, but which lyrics get you going as soon as you hear those first words? Right, great United end. If ever a United end deserved a victory, I bet there are some bruises today. Jesus, there was some, I think they call it goonage, the first and the second before it was disallowed. A red mate walked past and went, great 2-0 win. I had to put it to him, no, sorry, it was called offside. But it was, shall I concentrate on positives first? Look, we just needed it. How it came, deflection, sometimes we need a bit of luck after we haven't had much. So I'm delighted. Bonus, it storms outside, but Monday feeling, after a week ago, what a difference. Two wins on the trot. Get in. Where this leads to, I'm sure there are kicks in the bollocks to come, but we've just got to take the victories where we can. I thought the overall game was really poor. I mean, pleasantly surprised, thank God. I was disappointed is the wrong word, but I thought Fulham would be right at it more. I mean, we've seen them have much better performances against us, and it was a like safety first from both sides, not wanting to concede the first goal. So they didn't exploit our weaknesses. I thought our defence was much better. I was thinking Unana shouldn't have started, because you've got to show that if you keep making mistakes, you're going to be punished for it. But he did all right. But there's that goalie debate creeping up again. I mean, we did say after the cup final, De Gea had to go. But ultimately, I don't think Unana. But I mean, I could use the phrase least of our worries, but we've got so many worries. I thought Maguire was really good. Collier, when he came on, I just thought, you know, we did. They were okay, but it was like, when you only have, is it two shots on target? I can't say that's not the United way, because there's no such thing as United way. That's, unfortunately, the last 10 years or so has been in the mire more than anything. This attacking United way, yeah, we can catch it out of thin air, but it doesn't exist in reality. And I thought Garnacho, I know he praised him, but you could, the flair and threat, but he was much more about the role yesterday, which will please Amorim. But if you have your player who takes men and not doing it, you know, you're thinking, where are you taking the risk and where are you gambling? But ultimately, after a dreadful period, I suppose you get performances like that, and they're sketchy at best. But Højlund, it's not his fault. He's a kid. He's learning on the job, but he's sort of regressed. And he's like, he's even worse than that period when he first started, when he wasn't getting goals. And that price tag is just ridiculous. It hangs around him. Again, not his fault, but I just think even if you added Højlund and Xerxes together, they're not what we ultimately need. But what we need now is goals. And I just think we've got to find anyone on loan who can get them, because There was one period, and I think it was early in the second half, where the defender just took it off him again. And I said to the lad, I think that's about the 20th time I've seen that happen. And you'd prefer Xerxes to be starting. You feel sorry for him, but you just think it creates those worries again. Will he make it at all here? I thought, you know, Bruno was trying. He wasn't trying the extravagant stuff. I think I've been have I been too cruel on him recently? Look, the Rangers goal, you consider, you know, the stats are incredible with goals and assists. So he is the match winner. He is the match changer. I just want to see it more. And I think the argument, you know, in a great side, he's fluent, he's effortless. Oh, Bruno's man of the match. I just want him to be doing more. And he probably wants himself to be doing more. So I think, you know, I've got to stop chirping away at him like he chirps at everyone. But I just want to see Bruno do it 8 out of 10 games rather than 5 out of 6, because I think ultimately he's much, much better. But if you look at those goals and assists, you think that's an incredible in a poor United side. So give him the praise for that. Who's going to get us the winner on Thursday night? It's against them. The Rangers thing carries on. United plucking excuses from the air. Look, we all think our suspicions, and I'm sure it'll be, you know, washed over. But we've got to keep hammering them. We've got to keep hammering the club. About the 66, pressure's grown. The songs last night were great, aimed at St Jim. They've got to read the room, and we've got to keep the pressure on, Reds, about this. But this rubbish, you know, as a lad pointed out, you could buy the day before for 99 quid, and ultimately, what do the modern Manchester United want? They don't care who's in that seat for 99. They don't want me or you in there for 41, and they certainly try and sell it for 66 if they can. But yesterday, I just thought, was a poor football match. Surprised how poor both teams are in lacking quality. But we're going to have, if we can eke out 10 like that, then my mood's better, your mood's better, I'm not moaning. But when do we ever see United just play good football? We can't keep the ball still very well. There were little periods where we did okay. But I think, you know, like the Shaw, the just punt hope, yes, come on, get him in the team. With the wing-backs we've got, you're not going to, you know, like if his system's based on the wing-backs being so important to our build-up play and to setting up chances, but it'd be just nice to put a few more crosses in. Because again, like, Hoyland's not going to get himself much or make his own create chances, but he's not getting chances. The Eric Cantona thing, you'll see in the mag as well. Richard Shaw then suddenly popped up as assistant coach in Cardiff, and I had horrible flashbacks. Right, Albert, like the Michael McIntyre latest abomination on BBC One. What age can you tell kids, come on, enough, this is absolute shite, we're never watching it again. Right, have I got anything else to add? Oh, the Fulham fans, as I left the ground, were all saying, because I sold for a little bit after, and they went, United fans were great. One went, that's the best I've heard all season. And then another went, their fans deserved it. And I thought, that's a Fulham all over answer. I don't think I'd ever say their fans deserved it for away fans. But all of them, as I walked back to the tube station, were just praising us. And I thought, through thick and thin, we're there. And that's how United exploit us, to go round in houses. Right, please support the mag if you've not bought the mag. Say for gossip alone and like interesting snippet, really interesting for next issue. Right, and then I'm not going Bucharest, so that's probably sulk. But I'm going to hand it over to the Europa lot. Nick's going, God, Wazza and him. And then they're joined by the regulars. So I'm going to hand over to their white suits and cravats and straw hats and sandals. The Europa better be where it's at, because it's certainly not in the league. But I'm happier. But then I look at the league table in 12th and think, just tut to myself about where this season's gone. But I'm going to end on a joke. I feel much better. Thanks for everyone asking. It's all right, you know, I know it's a cliche, but it's all right to not be okay. You're going to, life is not that bed of roses. I have a bad Monday, but you lot pick me up. So, right, do you want to hear this? This one, the best joke at Edinburgh last year. Do we reckon? I was going to sail around the globe in the world's smallest ship, but I bottled it. Number two, I've been taking salsa lessons for months, but just don't feel like I'm progressing. It's just one step forward, two steps back. Fuck me, that's just my standard. Another third was ate horse at a restaurant once. Wasn't great. Starter was all right, but the main was dreadful. That's it. I'll give up, lads. Right, take care. Have a good week. Let's hope. Please, no playoff. Please, no playoff. Just take care of yourselves, Reds. Glory, glory, Man United.
Hello, everyone. It's Nathan. And this is my part of the podcast. I think I said at the end of the last one that I'd be doing it from a pyramid. And technically, I'm not on a pyramid, but I can see three pyramids from where I'm sat. I'm in Cairo. I've come back to the hotel after the game. Finished like 10 minutes ago, but I could tell. I found one bar. I got here last night, and obviously there's not many places that serve alcohol or anything, or were really showing the football. So I found one place earlier on, about 3 hours ago, maybe 4 hours ago, that was like, I scoped it out, serving beer. It's called Stella, and it's nicer than Stella Artois, in view of the pyramids. And they had football on. It was the Cairo Derby before. So I watched a bit of that. And then I was like, I asked them, I was like, any chance of putting United on after? And obviously, they're all Scousers, aren't they? Because of Mo Salah. But he put it on for us. Obviously, he just wanted me to stay for the money. But yeah, in the Cairo like, if we're doing a Red News, we might as well do a Cairo Derby bit. Obviously, it was 2-2. And then in the 92nd minute, I think it was, one of them, the home team, had a penalty. And the guy tried penankering it and hit the crossbar and it went out. So, you know, it could always be worse. Imagine that happening in a derby against City. But yeah, anyway, watched the game, had a couple of beers, and I've just got back to the hotel. So it was, we were very, very lucky again, weren't we? Like, if you break it down, Martinez shouldn't have been on the pitch because, yet again, he thinks that two-footing someone is all right, but he keeps getting away with it somehow. Just ridiculous. And then he scores with the biggest deflection ever. So it's like just double whammy. Like, if you're a Fulham fan, you must be gutted, but fuck them. But we can't rely on that, can we? Every week, you know. And then Collier, that clearance, absolutely superb, like, brilliant. I love that for him. And other than that, I think it's generally a really hard game to really tie down, because the first half, literally nothing happened. But we've somehow managed to win, so we shouldn't really complain about that. It feels really bad that I feel like I've got more to talk about the Egyptian League game that was on just before it than they have about the actual United game, but I think that just sums it up, really. It just wasn't great, and we were very, very lucky. Yeah. I think that's it. But yeah, I'm staying in Cairo for another two nights. Heading today, went in the pyramids, did all the pyramids. Well, sort of went in the pyramid. I'll tell that story another time. But amazing. They look good on pictures, don't they? They look even better in real life. Really big, really good. Wonder of the world, I can see why. But yeah, heading into the centre tomorrow for a couple of nights, do a few more museums and stuff, and then going to Luxor. So I'll do my next one from Luxor whilst everyone else will be on the piss in Bucharest. Hopefully I'll be able to have a few more Egyptian Stellas watching that again. Right, I'm gonna go. It's 11 o'clock here, so we're 2 hours ahead. So I still don't know why it was a 7 o'clock kickoff, but it worked out well for me in the end. I'm sure it didn't for anyone else, but there you go. Right, I'm waffling now, as always. Goodbye, and speak to you in a few days. See you later.